Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we are here live today on this Saturday, 15th of September, 2018, from dreary mid Wales. I'd say it's a higher temperature down there in Texas at RBN and in Round Rock, but and be that as it may, I won't go into the dreary news in Britain about a Brexit, which is a disaster. But as we say, amongst many stories we're dealing with today, the economies of the world and where we are, that says the bleeding obvious, as they say, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And some wonderful stories here today to start off with regarding the Royal Bank of Scotland, which went spectacularly bust. Right, way back in 2008, when the first one was of the roll down here was Northern Rock, as the first bank to go bust, and people queuing outside the bank for their money in 150 years. That was, and then this appalling takeover nutcase, Fred Goodwin, who got control of RBS, the Royal Bank of Scotland, and took over banks left, right, and centre. His turnover was bigger than the turnover of the UK. Should that not be a warning? And it would have gone bust, and the government had to give it £46 billion, which all Alistair Darling, the finance minister at the time, said, oh, we'll get this money back, we'll get this money back. Well, it was announced yesterday they won't get a penny back, and there's still lawsuits against the bank from people who were driven into bankruptcy deliberately by the bank, something like 100, maybe 50 billion. But 46 billion down the Swanee, that's confirmed yesterday. And not a word out of the Chancellor of the Exchequer. They didn't deny what the head of the bank said, that they wouldn't be getting the money back. I'll just read the piece just for the record. The Royal Bank of Scotland has lost 130 billion itself since the financial crisis and will never give taxpayers back any of their 46 billion bailout money, its chairman has admitted. The staggering figures underline the damage caused by the crisis to NatWest, which they owned, NatWest, National Westminster Bank as well, owner RBS, which was the world's biggest bank before its collapse a decade ago. I forgot that. World's biggest bank based on debt. In a talk to mark 10 years since the crisis, Chairman Howard Davis said RBS's costs from the crisis ran to $130 billion. More than the economies of Cuba, Kenya, and Luxembourg combined. This includes $49 billion of bad loans, $23 billion from a disastrous merger with the toxic Dutch lender ABN, Ambro, and $20 billion on fines and compensation to victims of scandals. Well, there's more to come on that. And Davis said, the $46 billion pumped in by the state to keep the lender afloat in 2008 will not be repaid. Okay, will not. Davis, who did not work for RBS at the time of the crisis out of the bank, was rescued to save the UK financial system from collapse, not as a financial investment. Oh, isn't that a very nice technicality? That is, And that is now how it is justified. Ministers paid around 500 pence per share, where the bank was previously 800 pence, and the bank now is down, I think, under 100 pence. But anyway, the RBS bank is still trading, still going, but the money they put into the bank will be, it's gone. That's it, finished. But another article on the same theme, just briefly to kick off today's program. As I said before, the 1% will own two-thirds of the world's wealth within the next decade. 1% of the world's richest will own two-thirds of the world's wealth within the next decade. And amongst shocking statistics that I'm trawling through every day of the week here, there's three times more debt in the world than there is money. Three times more debt. Shocking. Even Germany's Deutsche Bank, the prize German economy, you know, German economy is doing pretty well, is horrendously insolvent with trillions of dollars of these cursed derivatives that they're liable to pay out on, which is a form of gambling by the banks and insuring loans that are absolutely wildly risky. But this thing where he's saying here, guy Isaac Davis writing this for Activist Post, he's saying here the media is telling us that the economy is stronger than ever. Yeah, well, CNN will be saying that. That GDP is outstanding, and that the middle class income is higher than ever, and that the stock market is smashing all records. Hooray, he's saying here. When all of this of the so-called good news, it's with all of this so-called good news, it's easier than ever to forget that we are witnessing the greatest transfer of wealth scheme in the history of the world. Sure. No, not the transfer of wealth from baby boomers to their heirs, as the media likes to tout, but an actual gutting of the middle class and ordinary people by a criminal plutocracy that has created the necessary regulatory market. Well, it's absolutely financial services are basically financial crime. We all know that. You may recall that the financial crisis of 2008, the federal government proceeded to solve problems created by the banks and fraudulent lending schemes by giving said banks tons of taxpayers' money. Most of the media maintained that the government doled out $700 to $800 billion, but an audit of the Federal Reserve's emergency lending program tells a different story. And Forbes is supposed to be reporting on this. The audit of the Fed's, I didn't think the government even had the power to audit the Fed. That's one of the main issue. But this particular maybe tranche of the Fed's activities is probably documented. The audit of the Fed's emergency lending program was scarcely reported by the mainstream media, albeit the results are undoubtedly newsworthy. It is the first audit of the Fed in the United States history since its beginning, since 1913. The findings verify that that over $16 trillion was allocated to corporations and banks internationally, purportedly for financial assistance during the after the 2008 crisis. Well, maybe let's say what I'm going to say here later down, further down in this article. One of the key principles of the Federal Reserve Bank is they can print as much money as they want. They can loan money to any bank, any corporation, any country, any individual, you or me, at any time. That's the rules of the Federal Reserve Bank, which is not owned by the American government. It is owned by the commercial banking system, and they do not have the power to audit it. Ron Paul made strenuous efforts to bring in a bill, which didn't succeed, not yet anyway. It's still there, possibly to be brought in by someone else. Maybe by his son, Rand Paul, but I don't particularly trust him, to have the power to audit the Federal Reserve, which we know is doling out money to the European Central Bank and all the other skullduggery that goes on. But let's just continue with this article. To be clear, the money in question is 800, 16 trillion of dole out money and quantitative easing and all the fancy phrases they have for money under the counter. To be clear, the money in question is money that will be charged to the American people with interest. It represents our labor, our time and energy, our lives, stolen and given away to those who need it least. And another footnote I've covered before in this program, quoting from good documents. American birth certificates are assigned to the Department of Commerce. You are owned by the Department of Commerce. They have different wording on it today, but they used to say it directly on it. Remember Bob Chapman was dealing with that when he was alive on John Stapler's program. So the Chinese who own most of the debt own you, and they can come in any time and take it. Well, they're buying up tranches of America as it is. But the article goes on here to say, just to keep up with the story, the billions they allegedly earn for their shareholders are almost entirely a gift from the U.S. taxpayer. Now, a recent projection from the UK House of Commerce Library, UK House of Commerce, House of Commons Library, predicts that the wealth of the 1% will rise to 2/3 of the total wealth of the world by 2030. An alarming projection produced by the House of Commons Library suggests that if trends seen since 2008 financial crisis were to continue, then the top 1% will hold 64% of the world's wealth by 2030. Even taking the financial crash into account, the measuring and measuring their assets over a longer period, they would still hold more than half of the wealth. Since 2008, the wealth of the richest 1% has grown at an average of 6% a year. What are people getting for money in the bank? 0.5%, 0.25%? They're not even getting 1% here in the UK on deposit, much faster than the 3% growth in wealth of the remaining 99% of the world's population. Well, I don't even believe that figure. Should that continue, the top 1% would hold the equivalent of $305 trillion, up from $140 trillion some time ago. It doesn't say when. Analysts suggest wealth has been concentrated at the top because of recent income inequality, higher rates of savings amongst the wealthy, and the accumulation of assets. The wealthy have also invested a large amount of equity in business stocks and other financial things. Well, the two things here. It's well accepted by serious, honest analysts that the New York Stock Exchange is 70% overvalued, 70%, and that the pension funds that are tied to it, when it crashes, will go down by that amount or more. All those poor saps who have, as I said before many times in this program, signed people of commercial pensions who have signed irrevocable letters of intent never to claim a lump sum, well, their pension is actually gone. They're paying out the figures on the piece of paper, but at the next bust, boom, it's gone, vaporized. And so this following a widely reported Oxfam International study. You know, Oxfam, there are scandals surrounding them and the way they handle money. Britain's biggest overseas charity, that's what Oxfam is. Study from 2017, which highlighted the dramatic rise in income equality by noting that the combined wealth of the world's top 8 individual billionaires is more than half of the world's population. My God. Shocking, truly shocking. But post-recession data shows that about 33 trillion went to the richest 10%, who are overwhelmingly millionaires. 13 million millionaires and 12.6 million U.S. households. Okay, I don't know what this figure analysis is doing, but maybe they explained it here. That nearly doubled the wealth of each member of the richest 10%. Average net worth, 14 million. For each 1% household, and the greater part of a million for even the poorest household, very convoluted. In comparison, the average net worth of the present half of American decreased by $11,000 since the recession. Wealth inequality is a rising tide that will consume us all, and within a generation, within a generation too. There's a saying on RBN, one of the articles on RBN's website today, it's very good, that another phrase, till death do us part. Excuse me. Well, it says until death departs us. Well, I'll pull it up correctly in a minute. I know I'm not quoting that right. But wealth inequality is a rising tide and will consume us all within a generation or two. A new high-tech feudal system is being organized and constructed right in front of our eyes. The wealthiest are buying up assets, productive farmland, remote properties, doomsday bunkers, and the ridiculous amount of insanely lavish toys like the modern super yacht. Yeah. Well, the Brits are going to close in on the Russians who own those in Britain very soon because of the Novichok poisoning. But there's a good deal of good quality investigative journalists who say that the Novichok poisoning was an MI5 job. I suppose we'll never know. In the stock market crash in 1929, ordinary investors were wiped out. Companies went under. People starved. But those who knew how to play the game made out like bandits. And in the years during the Great Depression, were able to buy companies for pennies on the dollar. Well, Carnegie was the guy who did that, Andrew Carnegie, the steel magnate, thereby making the Depression an incredibly lucrative time for them. Well, if they had money to start with. Now we see the same widespread speculation on pumping of the stock market again, and we are poised for another dramatic crash any time now. It's well overdue, in which the wealthiest will make it out like bandits, while most of the rest of us lose everything. And they said the Rothschild family wealth is 5 times that of the world's top 8 billionaires. Well, the Rothschilds are multi-trillionaires, unbelievably. And they finally go on to say, the last few pieces of this article, it's important to remember that that this would not be possible without the banking and financial system we have, which uses fractional reserve money creation and the inflation to give new money to those on top. What I meant to say earlier on was that lousy, crap, low interest rates for the last 10 years have destroyed investments in pension funds and people's savings, and it's facilitated speculation. And I am not claiming to be an economist, but when interest rates go below 5%, it's the banks and the speculators who make the money. You're absolutely screwed with your savings. It's a form of massive, massive theft. There's no other way to describe it. To go on to say about what is honest money, etc. But we're living under, I say again, multi-layered criminal syndicates at every level, every single level. But anyway, a good news story in a kind of way. City kicked out their cops and politicians 7 years ago, and now they have the lowest crime rate in Mexico. Well, considering the most horrendous crimes in northern Mexico and the drug cartels killing dozens of people per week. But Derek Brose, who's a good researcher writing this for Activist Post, he's saying a town in Mexico recently celebrated 7 years since kicking out the corrupt narco government and reverting back to an ingenious form of self-governance. In the town of Charan, C-H-E-R-A-N, in Michoacán, Mexico, a system of traditional indigenous law enforcement and accountability continues to guide the people, but probably they're going back to common law. In early 2011, residents of Charan created armed militias to fight off illegal logging and drug cartels in their community. The community kicked out politicians and police accused of ties to the drug cartels and began a new system of governance based on, well, I can't pronounce it, Peripio Perua traditions. On April 15th, taxation day in most places of the year, Charan celebrated 7 years since they revolt against what they called the narco government. The people marked the seventh year of their government by naming third councils or elders. The narco government included a wide variety of characters, including cartel thugs and ciceros, as they call them, working alongside illegal loggers who conspired to ravish Charan's forests and anyone who got in their way. Charan lost over 50 community members between 2007 and 2011. Many of those simply disappeared, meaning they were murdered, etc., etc. Anyway, the article goes on for lots of detail. But people taking their town back, taking your city back, taking your county back, that's what is going to have to happen in America. But again, these snowflakes going around shouting their head off about socialism. And it's the same here in Britain. Young generation have woken up to the word socialism, and they think it's some sort of miracle cash cow that will pay for everything. It's as Margaret Thatcher used to say, the problem with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money. That's for sure. But and there's another story to similar thing, South America. Anyway, we're coming up to the first break today, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. And I should maybe give out the phone number if you have anything to add to what we're saying. It's 800-313-9443. But talking about the banks, there's no end of articles we could read about on that. But this other thing, which is vicious and pernicious and hanging over all of us on RBN and everywhere, this attack on social media, by social media, by the mainstream media, etc., etc. And said the social media purge and how it affects everyone. But I should say, first of all, we should be grateful to Mike Adams, who she's set up and it's doing very well. Real.video.com, an alternative to YouTube. I think he'll outrun them in 2 or 3 years because the carry on of YouTube, Facebook, Google, and I'm coming to some of the Google stories now in a minute, their latest skullduggery is shocking. They're turned into a demonic demon of attack, and this communist agenda they have, and to attack anybody who's Christian or conservative, it's going on relentlessly. And they've part of the same recruited bunch is, which I have on my computer here, but I have an alternative ready to to go is Firefox. It is stated that it is up in the same club as Google and Facebook and Mozilla Firefox. And I'm ready to pull that off my computer. I've already pulled Google off in favor of DuckDuckGo. But the social media carry-on, this article I've written here by Daisy Luther, I haven't seen her before, but she writes for Activist Post, which are very, very good at sourcing what's really going on at the very core of these things. And she says, social media purge and how it affects everyone. Just about every website owner I know is feeling personally victimized by the recent social media purge that has been going on. But here's an interesting fact. It isn't, as it is widely perceived, just conservative voices that are being silenced. It's dissenting voices, yes. You must, just like the Soviet Union and China, you must agree with what the government and the mainstream media say. Like a corollary, they'll probably mention in this article, but this thing where Google have worked with the Chinese government to create this social credits points, not nectar points on your purchases, social credits by the government, whereby if you're a good, well-behaved citizen, you get to operate normally. Otherwise, you get excluded from this, that, and the other. As I said before many times, like this push to go to a cashless society, they can then wipe you out at the stroke of a keyboard. Literally, that's it. And they can trump up charges against you, and you will be a total slave at that stage. I'm trying to get this across to people, but the average person is walking around in a trance when I talk to them here. It's just shocking, but if the voices of critical thinkers whose ideas run the gamut of philosophies who find that they no longer have much in the way of reach. I don't know what that means. But anyway, the social media purge affects everyone, even people who are not on the social media. It does in several ways. Dissenting information is silenced, which stifles discussion. Well, the phrase they use, which is unimprovable in court anywhere, not compatible with community standards. That's the one that YouTube are using when they pull videos on people. And Mark Dice has done a lot of replies to that in his operations. And he has a new book out, What is the Real Fake News? So young people who are avid consumers of social media are being literally brainwashed because they can only see one side of the story. Yeah? But that's a big, big problem. Any story, the social media purges, harms websites and posts non-establishment information because it stamps out their ability to reach readers who would be interested in their content. The unfairly biased search results show people who are trying to learn more about a topic and only one side of the information. Well, these algorithms, which I don't understand, but I know the principle they work on, it's very, very sophisticated trawling software called algorithms. They are out there at every level working against you, absolutely working against you, and feeding you a pack of lies. What I said on this program, big aggression I got on this program 2.5 years was when I said that Amazon is a military-industrial contractor, which they are, with the software, the snooping software they developed. They sold it to the NSA, and then the NSA gave them $400 million for that, and then another $400 million to Bezos to write up their propaganda in the Washington Post. So that's where we are with these people. We are surrounded. And that this article goes on to say you don't have to be on Twitter, a Twitter feed, to see how this is overwhelmingly anti-American problem. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
And we're coming back in with Ackerville, Moon River, probably the best part of the program to listen to. But poor old Ackerville has died there a few years ago, an outstanding musician. But now just finishing up this story on social media purge and how it affects everyone. And the writer here, which is, I've seen her name before, Daisy Luther, which is hitting all the points correctly. She says, you don't have to be on Twitter, on a Twitter feed to see how this is overwhelmingly anti-American problem. Like it or not, social media is a monumental source of information these days. And when it's censored to only one point of view, the future of the Republic is in peril. Well said. We are well on our way to peak censorship, and this has been carefully orchestrated. Well, just an info of my own, The fake news thing started immediately after the election, the presidential election, and that was a plan by the Democrats and Hillary Clinton to purge people and most likely put them in FEMA camps and claim that only they had the monopoly on the truth. A bunch of criminals, a hardcore criminal like Hillary Clinton. And that's where that came from. And then they bequeathed it to the millennials and the snowflakes who were out in the street like headless chickens. But and as I said, non-established websites are in trouble. Their website traffic is plummeting because they no longer show up anywhere near the top of search results. The posts on social media are not presented to the public or even the people who deliberately opted to follow them. Here's an example from my own page, whatever that is. I have more than 30,000 people who come to follow my page. And as you can see in the top image, well, she's showing a graphic we can't display here. But in the bottom image, you can see how many of these people were actually shown on my post. And this was actually a more successful thing. But it's probably half of what she's actually getting. And so the same thing goes for social media, like Twitter too. I have an email list, and it didn't hardly reach anyone, et cetera, et cetera. Well, something else happened this week, by the way. I thought it was blown to bits. Inbox.com, which I'm on, went down for a whole day. It's an outstanding email system, and I have tons of storage on it as well as I print down anything valuable. I print it down in case the internet goes down. But I have 6,000 documents on it, and I pay for it $15 a quarter, I think it is. And it was free for nearly 10 years, so I can't complain about paying for it. But it went down this week, as did Proton Mail, which is an encrypted system I have. And it went down for nearly a day, Proton Mail. So there was some kind of hit going on, but it came back very strong. But they say, I think they were just backing up their servers. But there's cyber warfare going on all over the place. That's taken that as a given. And so the same thing goes for social media, Twitter. She's talking about her own account and all of that. And she's saying, give an example of herself. For the record, I consider myself neither conservative nor liberal. I try to veer away from any form of extremism. Well, that's not extremism, they're conservative. And I make an effort to think a situation through before automatically aligning myself with the side. If anything, I'm a small libertarian. Hope she knows the difference between libertarian and liberal. They're 10,000 miles apart, by the way. My core beliefs in personal autonomy and freedom of association are to be sought in all cases that are not harmful to others. Oh, right, don't pour political correctness into it, woman. Okay. And I just want another bit. Alex Jones. I think John Stapler has a good handle on what Alex Jones has turned into. Love Alex Jones, hate him, or feel utterly ambivalent aside from the occasional eye roll. He has been the most notable victim. I don't think he's a victim. A victim to have been thoroughly erased from the public eye. He's delighted. He's in the spotlight, for God's sake. Don't kid yourself. As far as he'll do anything for publicity, purge any principle, and change the story for notoriety. But anyway, I'm interrupting my own piece. He has been the most notable victim to have been thoroughly erased from the public eye as far as large social media. Well, that's an exaggeration. He lost his voice on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Apple, and Google, even though his email, well, that's metaphorically speaking, too much shouting into a megaphone to lose your voice anyway when he's trying to shout people down. And she goes on to say, I should be naive, this writer, I have to say. So I'm not personally a huge fan of Jones, but I do believe what happened to him was collusion between social media giants. Well, that's the bleeding obvious woman. Big tech got together, and now Alex Jones has to find this new way. Well, he has supposedly Trump working on his behalf now. He's supposed to have a direct line through that creature, Roger Stone, who is a highly suspicious character. And she's saying here, her own operating costs now every month are more than $2,000 because her site's got so big. A site as big as Jones would be many times that amount. When all your avenues of monetization are cut off, it would be hard for a site and a dissent and information they share to cease to exist. Anyway, okay, she's going around the circle there. But anyway, social media attack, just it's everybody knows what's going on. But and this is Vicky Batts, a better writer, on the same subject. She's saying here, There is an entire smear industry that spends billions to defame and character assassinate anyone who tells the truth in America. Well, that's all my thinking for many years now. And she goes on to say, the same Vicky Betts, despite what the liberal-loving media may want you to believe, fake news is not a conservative phenomenon. The 2016 election saw them get popularized. But perhaps the best use of the phrase was when President Donald Trump told CNN they were fake news. As you might suspect, fake news was the first two of the political left. It and other scandalous terms like anti-science are used by left-wing as a way to silence truth-tellers, whistleblowers, and anyone who else to stand in their way. Well, as Larry Nichols, poor Larry Nichols, who's telling the truth about his years with the Clinton mafia, saying the first thing criminals do is accuse their accusers of doing what they're doing. And that's what Hillary Clinton is doing non-stop. But waiting for see how long more Trump will put up with Jeff Sessions. And if he hasn't done it before the midterm elections, he's absolutely screwed. And esteemed investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson, author of the 2017 book The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think and How You Vote, has spoken out about how fake news has been left-wing modus operandi for some time. Well, the professional political activists for parties only have to work on the swing voters of 5%, 5, 6, 7%, both in America, both in Britain. That's what swings elections. And that's what these algorithms are being developed for. And to talk about the Russians interfering in the election, everybody hacks the hell out of each other, multinational corporations and company and countries. And the activity of Google alone in putting out, building special algorithms to favor Hillary Clinton is the biggest single attack. That with the British and Christopher Steele, who is absolutely obscene interference in election. And nobody puts that out front as the biggest interference of those two, Google in America and Christopher, the British Secret Service, working to destroy Trump. That is unprecedented in American history. And they're going on with this poxy Novichok poisoning, which was obviously an MI5 job. Brian Gerrish, who operates an equivalent of the Patriot movement, and the only one in Britain, really, apart from Nigel Farage, is called UK Column. They do a daily one-hour program, ukcolumn.org. If you switch that on, it's on at 1 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time, or UK time, every day. And they cover this, what's going on in this conspiracy society in Britain, which is getting as bad as America. But this person she's referring to, I never heard them, Cheryl Atkinson, has worked for as a reporter for CBS News and as a foreign correspondent on CNN. Well, that paints her pretty black anyway. And now hosts her own show called Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson. She's probably turned about face and become a truth teller. But in her best-selling book, she explains how fake news started out as a propaganda term wielded by the left before President Trump turned their own fake news against them. Well, Mark Dice has written the definitive book on that. While doing research, he was one of the first to be attacked by YouTube on that. And another one, I don't want to be repeating myself too much. People like Tom DeWeese has been on this program, and different people who've written books. He's written this one, Sustainability and the Attack on Private Property. I keep telling him, and it was a surprise to him when I told him, that controversial books, Amazon do, they don't actually pull the book, but they put it in and out of stock 400 times a day at the key purchasing times, which their algorithms know how to book. And then if you go and say, my book is not on, they say, oh, you look it up, there it is, it's on, it's available. this is what's going on. I keep trying to tell people that publishing a book, there's plenty of appreciation of how criminal Amazon is and the sweatshop warehouses they're operating in Britain. The workers have to have a pee bottle on their trolley so they're not allowed to go to the toilet for more than a minute or two at a time. And they are regarded as regularly reported in the Daily Mail, modern slave sweatshops, the Amazon warehouses. And the deal they have with the post office here is unbelievable. I ordered a book from Peter Gotchi about psychiatric crime and pharma crime. One of the first programs I did way back, the criminal activity of the pharma industry. And I ordered Sunday night. It was here Tuesday morning. That's less than 36 hours. And they printed the book. They have the license to print certain books as well in their system. And that was here. Nothing else could be delivered at that speed. And so I was asking different couriers, what is the deal that Amazon have with the post office here? It's an under-the-counter cash deal, obviously. But anyway, this Atkinson was inspired to investigate the phrase fake news after catching on to the mainstream media's direct focus on fake news in conservative media and their push to make it a national conversation topic, even though, she said, it became clear that the mainstream media had been given their marching orders on propagating the term fake news. During the TEDx talk, this is University of Nevada, Atkinson posed a pertinent question. I'll just do a little bit more of this. What if the whole anti-fake news campaign was an effort to, on somebody's part, to keep us from seeing and believing certain websites and stories? It's just an attack phrase. That's all it is. It's been, as I say to people, and again, I'm inclined to lecture the world around me. When you pick up a newspaper, you have to discern four things: the difference between fact, fiction, opinion, and propaganda. And as you grow older, you're meant to get better and better at it. Discernment, you know, collectively. But it's amazing what people once saw. And they said the smear industry rages on. President Trump has managed to turn the term fake news against the liberal media. Well, I don't know if he has. But now they have got a new insult. Atkinson warns. The term media literacy, I haven't heard that before. Media literacy is now being used to tell people which news outlets are trustworthy and which ones are not. Liberal mainstream sources are predominantly favored. Well, the overall thing that most people seriously agree is that are like people trying to broadcast on RVN like ourselves, journalism is dead. And the one very useful character to listen to is long-winded, but he's very good. Lionel Nation, his media, his YouTube piece is very, very good. He's a very good chronicler about what is. That is what I try to do, saying what is, who's doing it, and what's behind it. But Lionel is very, very good. And Russia Today, Crosstalk with Peter Lavelle, one of the best current affairs program in the media, as far as I can say. That and Max Kaiser, when he behaves himself, as his wife, Tracy Herbert, that's his wife. She's actually a very good financial journalist, and she has outstanding pieces to do on that program. But anyway, just finished this piece. Media literacy, it's a new one on me, advocates are busy trying to get state laws passed to require their version of media literacy to be taught in public schools. I don't go any further. The carry-on, which they're trying to pump global warming propaganda, as we were saying, to children. We had on there for 2 weeks ago and then repeated the program. But Piers Corbyn, an outstanding man who is the absolute, he's a meteorologist and a scientist, physics scientist as well. And he has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. He does long-term weather forecasting, and he has never got it wrong in 27 years. How about that for a record? And the BBC, boycott him. Don't use him. Because he exposes the crap they're on. They're quoting NASA. NASA has signed up to global warming. So Piers Corbyn has exposed them left, right, and centre. But I forgot to ask him, of all the questions I asked him 2 weeks ago, the two questions, I'll go do a phone call for him and maybe repeat it, record it back on this program. The difference between weather, climate, and microclimate. I forgot to ask him that question, but I want to get that from him, and we'll do it on a recorded phone call. Anyway, but more proof that the left-wing media, Anna, is an extension of the deep state. This is the same kind of subject. Just J.D. Hayes, who writes for more clearer than most people. And then we come on to Google's latest skullduggery. Despite the fact that terrorists are plotting daily about how to attack the United States and other nefarious elements within the country, well, he's just putting brackets there, minus the deep state activity of false flags. It's actually quite small. And committing crimes and destroying lives. This is a so-called terrorist. Several high-ranking officials within the FBI and Justice Department under Barack Obama, through the more important issue was to scheme against the incoming Trump administration. As news reports this week note, one of their most favorite techniques of harassing POTUS Donald Trump and his staff is to leak information to the press, especially false information, because it's always more salacious. And of course, the press, the mainstream media, will print anything that Obama and that gang or Clinton put out. During an appearance Wednesday with Fox Business host Stuart Varney, Freedom Caucus chairman, whoever he is, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, talked about the latest text message recently delivered between fired FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok and his one-time mistress, former FBI lawyer Lisa Page. The Gateway pundit notes that the messages indicate how both of these Trump-hating officials discussed a strategy to regularly feed unverified information in a coordinated manner to the press in an effort to smear the administration and keep the president, POTUS, off-balanced, defensive. Remember Stewart's and when Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, did his investigation. He talked about the fact that one reporter had 13 different individuals at FBI who were feeding him information. Excuse me. So there was certainly a leak strategy going on. Okay. We kind of covered that already. But leak and disinformation, fake news, propaganda war. It's normally out there, but it's now reached unbelievable levels. As we hear the music. Okay, we're going to the last break of this hour. We should be back in a few minutes.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Thank you.
back in for the last few minutes of the first hour. There's a missed out the document here in the financial stuff. It's the last financial one we today, but people have been, like Mike Adams, myself, although I'm a minor minion in all of this, been telling people to stay the hell away from Bitcoin, even the boomer. It's a boom and bust currency, and it was not created by an individual. It's now emerging that the Federal Reserve and the security services have a hand in creating Bitcoin, because it's part of the thing about the cashless society and controlling digital currencies or cryptocurrencies. But Tracy Watson writing this article saying the crypto bubble has burst. There's been an 80% plunge of the currency, and it's unfolding exactly as Adams warned us over a year ago. And it's showing these symbols of Bitcoin, et cetera, et cetera. But they're saying here that for over a year, Mike Adams, the health ranger and founder of Natural News, warned over and over again that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were nothing but a glorified Ponzi scheme. And those buying into the concept were like sheep being led to the slaughter, and that the whole thing would end up catastrophically. Nonetheless, the lure of QuickBuck was too much for many, and droves of people invested all they had in the 21st century biggest get-rich-quick scheme. As thousands of years of history have proven, however, when something seems too good to be true, it usually is. We hope and trust that Adam's message resonates with loyal readers and moves them to action, because his prophesied catastrophic crypto collapse has come true big time. Just like the last next big thing, the tech bubble of the 1995 and 2000, the whole cryptocurrency mania has gone up in flames. And this is an article written this week, taking stock, I think, September 14th, yesterday. So she said, what goes up must come down. Of course, when Adams repeatedly warned people about the crypto bubble, he was viewed as a conspiracy theorist. But now, with that his words have come true, everybody else suddenly also saw it coming all along. Oh, really? It just shows what massive speculative bubbles the whole crypto thing was. Well, the famous guy, he was much maligned to his life, Jimmy Goldsmith. He was a billionaire. Son Zach Goldsmith was in Parliament, but he single-handedly, with Nigel Farage, kept Britain out of the euro. And he spent enormous hundreds of millions of dollars running a campaign, formed a temporary political party to see that that was the case. But he had a phrase, and it's very true: if you can see a bandwagon, it's too late. Meaning, if you can see a bandwagon where money is, people are making money, well, most people have got in and got off, gone in on the bandwagon, made the money and got out. So the phrase he says, which I thought you might mention it here, if you can see a bandwagon, it's too late. That is in financial terms. Of course, when Adams repeatedly warned the people of crypto that the crypto bubble was viewed conspiracy theorist, he was viewed as a conspiracy theorist. But now that his words have come true, everybody else says they saw it all along. No, they didn't. Anyway, we come to the top of the hour, and we should be back.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling.
Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.